The holiday was created in 1966 by Maulana Karenga, professor and chairman of Africana Studies at California State University. Kwanzaa is defined by seven principles, explained by Elena Mosley, director of Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center in Hudson.
The language of Kwanzaa is Swahili, that universal language that's used in many of the African countries by people who speak three or four different languages. So Swahili was meant to unite people. The Nguzu Saba, the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Day one is Umoja. Umoja means unity. Day two, Kuji Chakulia. That means self-determination. Day three, Ujima, means collective work and responsibility. Day four, Ujama, means cooperative economics, saving money, spending money in your communities to make them strong. Nia, day five, means purpose. Day six is Kuumba. Kuumba means creativity. And day seven is Imani. And Imani means faith.
Seven Kwanzaa candles each represent one of the seven principles. Kwanzaa has been assimilated into the fabric of American society. Mosley says the celebration of heritage, open to individual family interpretation, transcends religion.
So if you want to go back thousands of years and you see your heritage that way, and you say, okay, well, wow, you know, now my folks are of Asian descent from way back if you traced it that way. And you want to bring that into your life now and share that with your family and your children, then that's what you do for Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa begins on Thursday, December 26th, and ends on Wednesday, January 1st. Janice Mwapwaga is with the Capital Region Kwanzaa Coalition, which has planned a series of Kwanzaa events.
It's about the coming together of our people as we once were quite united because we had to be. Now I think we feel that we've got something going for ourselves and there's not as much of a need. So we've come together to reaffirm our faith in our culture and our people and to recognize our culture and our strengths and to celebrate that together. And that's mainly what Kwanzaa is all about.
And there's more information about local Kwanzaa observances at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.